half pound of pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
And then, of course, there's the ontological argument for a deity.
And there's more sex on television. Yeah, I know. People are renting porno videos and they're showing them. Yeah, I would say so.
I've just perfected an electronic hair bat analyzer which may hold the key to this baffling question.
I could dance with you till the cows come home. On second thought, I'd rather dance with the cows than you come home.
It was a toss-up whether I go in for diamonds or sing in the choir. The choir lost.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events mixed in between and on top of the music. And it always matches a different weekly theme. And tonight, since this is a Tears of the Gods rather than a plastic sushi sound collage, we're going deep, exploring just one, albeit broad, style of music rather than the crazy genre jumping that we do on a plastic sushi, strawberries, and thyme. Tonight, I am mixing you up a two-hour mix of electronica and dance music. And as featured artists, we've got the English electronic dance duo Orbital, whose heyday was from 1989 through 2004, although they did reunite in 2008 and continued playing until their final breakup in 2014. So we began the show, my intro set there, with Orbital and Nothing Left from their perfect compilation album, Work, 1989 to 2002. And then we heard from Goldfrapp, Ride a White Horse. I wanted to mention that our audio clips from Who Knows Where tonight will include particularly excerpts from a 1950s American, well, let's call it a propaganda film. It was called How to Be Popular. And all sorts of great, crucial information on how to be popular in the right way as far as the authorities were concerned in the 1950s in the United States. And I found that on archive.org. Just an excellent resource for so many things like that. Backing me up right now is the Japanese electronic band Denki Groove, and this is called Baron Dance. And actually, while our big broad theme here is electronica and dance, my ambiance tonight's not necessarily all going to be electronic. In fact, this is kind of the only electronic track that we're going to hear, but they're all going to be dances of one form or another. Well, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with a song from one of my favorite bands, Apollo 440. How much of a favorite band of mine are they? Well, the name of this show, Tears of the Gods, comes from one of their songs, but this is a different song. Altamont Superhighway Revisited from their Electro Glide in Blue album. Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
But ever since we said I do, there are so many things we don't.
You'd like to go to the Strand to see a movie Saturday night. And then go over to Teen Town, maybe.
Yes,
guys. Or if you'd rather go with the gang on a skating party at Weenie Rose, we'd have to leave earlier for them, though. But we get home to Teen Town.
Oh, the skating sounds like ghost fun.
What? I don't know why not. They always say no to me.
After all, we are. like little freaking wave files. Yeah, the same like little freaking wave file over and over again.
I'll be hitting the bottom, you'll be be blowing your top, hitting the bottom, blowing your top, hitting the bottom, blowing your top, hitting the bottom, blowing your top. Two guys for every girl, every girl. Two guys for every girl, every girl. No, 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 baby, I ain't carrying mace. Did you feel something just spray in your face?
Do you like that?
He's covered in marmalade. He's covered in marmalade. He's covered in marmalade. He's covered in marmalade. Slapping those dicks all over the place. Rubbing that dick all up in your face. Slapping those dicks all over the place. Rubbing that dick all up in your face.
know, there are many passages from the Satanic Bible that deal with evolution. Even in the book's introduction itself, there's no doubt that LaVey was directly influenced by Darwinian evolution when he established the Church of Satan, an anti-God religion. This is why it's so important for us to spread the truth about Genesis. We must oppose the anti-God religion of evolution that pervades our education system worldwide.
We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform community and even sometimes educational radio. This evening, our theme is electronica and dance. And we are pretty much sticking to just that one genre of music this evening. Although it's a pretty broad enough category. We began with Apollo 440, one of my favorite electronic bands. I named this show after one of their songs, Tears of the Gods, and we feature it in my standard intro to the show as well. Of course! That was Altamont Superhighway Revisited from Electro Glide in Blue. And we followed that with Daft Punk and Human After All. And then a track from our featured artists, Orbital, the English electronic duo. Chime was the name of that one. And one of the clips that I mixed in there was about that freaking little wave file that just goes dun, 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 dun. And then we heard from Peaches with my Freaks remix of Two Guys for Every Girl featuring Layla Jade. And then a song from a perfect album. And that's my highest accolade to an album, where every song on it really rocks, no matter what the genre. No filler material like some bands sometimes put in. That was The Prodigy and Narayan from The Fat of the Land. And we had a couple of clips in there from a 1950s American propaganda film I found at archive.org. How to Be Popular. And we're going to have even more of them as the show continues to develop. So this weekend in Davis Square, in Somerville, and in Cambridge, there's going to be the 14th annual Honk Fest. It's a festival of activist street bands. And it started this evening, although it's kind of wet out there and some of the activities, I believe, have been curtailed. But tomorrow, it's going to be going full on. In fact, the best way to get information about it is just to go to honkfest.org. And there's the schedule for it and the different places where particular bands are going to be. Honkfest features socio-political activist street bands playing a variety of styles of unplugged do-it-yourself music. And the events are completely free and open to everybody. So for more information, visit honkfest.org on the web. Backing me upright now is the American ambient artist Laraji, who was produced by Brian Eno as the third in Brian Eno's ambient series, Ambient 3, Day of Radiance. And he's quite a character, a very contemplative and talented man. For the particular song that we're hearing right now, well, it's a dance number 2 from that album, Ambient 3, Day of Radiance. And he took a zither and he electrified it, and he came up with a completely different way of playing it. And that's what we're hearing right now. So thanks to Chuck, you, and Diane for checking in tonight. Listening to this sound collage while they're checking out some baseball on television. And I'm going to send something out to Chuck and Dee. We're going to conclude the next set with a song from the electronic tribute to Pink Floyd. But before that, we've got a whole bunch of other electronica and dance music for you. We're going to start off from a band, not our featured artists, Orbital, but from The Orb. And the song was originally called Loving You, and it featured a sample of Minnie Riperton's hit song of the same name. But then, you know, this was the early days of sampling and people didn't know what they could legally get away with. And of course, Minnie Riperton's management complained about that unauthorized sample. So they had somebody else sing it, and that's who we're going to hear, although and a wonderful voice of it. And they changed the name of this song. So instead of being Loving You, it's called instead A Huge, Ever-Growing, Pulsating Brain That Rules from the Center of the Ultra World. A little more difficult to remember, but no matter what, those changes or not, it's a great song and an outstanding example of electronica and dance music. And it's here now.
Can Freeform Radio.
Saturday night.
Well, I guess I'm busy.
Oh, yeah? Any chance of giving him the brush off for me?